watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a story interesting that popped up immediately after John James announced his campaign for governor. Centerline, Michigan, Christina Hines, who ran for Macomb County prosecutor last year, launched her U.S. House campaign to replace John James in Washington, D.C. Her bid has already been endorsed by Carl Marlinga, the Democrats' two-time nominee for the 10th Congressional District. He lost, of course, to John James in 2022 and again last year in 2024. Well, later in the afternoon, when James finally formally announced he's running for governor, it became unclear who on the Republican side would run to be James' successor, although some names have been tossed around. Number one on the wish list is, of course, former U.S. Congresswoman and Secretary of State Candace Miller. However, she's been elected Public Works Commissioner in her home county of Macomb and likes working in that position. I think she's had her fill of Washington, D.C. Other more realistic possibilities include State Representative Joseph Aragona, a Republican from Clinton Township, Shelby Township Supervisor. This is interesting. Rick Stathakis, and former gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke. Wayne County Assistant Prosecutor Robert Lujara, as well as former U.S. Congressman Mike Bishop. Meanwhile, the Democrats are building up a competitive primary, not only with Hines, but also in the discussion, Rochester-based Army veteran Alex Hawkins and Pontiac Mayor Tim Grimal are also considering a run. The only problem for Grimal, Pontiac is not in the 10th Congressional District. However, residency for Congress is not required. Technically, you don't have to live in your congressional district to run for the seat. Hines, when questioned, said, honestly, I'm not worried about a competitive Democratic primary. Macomb County makes up almost 90% of the district. And the people here have united behind one candidate in the past. Why? Because we understand how important it is that we have somebody that is going to fight for us and represent us in Congress in Washington, D.C. Other past MI 10th District Democratic candidates stood behind Hines this morning, including Sterling Heights City Council member Henry Yanez, Warren City Council member Angela Reginas, as well as Diane Young. They had run previously in 2022 and 2024. Marlinga, when asked, "I woke up with a lightness in my step and a smile in my heart this morning. Believe me, I've been through this meat grinder, and these are fine candidates, and I look forward to working with Christina and helping her win." We'll wrap this story up other side of this short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this announcement, Christina Hines ran for prosecutor last year against Peter Lucido. Peter, of course, former state rep, former state senator, very well known for his strong campaign funding and name recognition in Macomb County. Well, she lost to Lucido by 14.25 points, 69,907, almost 70,000 votes. Now, this took place, of course, at the top of the ticket last year, November 5th, 2024, with President Donald Trump defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in Macomb County by a slightly smaller margin. He beat her by 69,683, 13.66 percentage points. Now, it's interesting because Macomb County, where she ran for prosecutor, well, the 10th Congressional District includes southern Macomb County, such communities like St. Clair Shores, Warren, East Point, then heading up towards the center of the county, Sterling Heights, Clinton Township, as well as Utica, Shelby Township, which is on the border with Oakland County. It also covers Rochester and Rochester Hills in Oakland County. Hines says that she's knocked on thousands of doors in Macomb County and heard from individuals that they wanted to see a change. Really? Then why didn't they vote for you? Oh, that's right. Because Macomb County has gone very much so Republican. Donald Trump winning by almost 70,000. Peter Lucido the same. They didn't vote for change, even though that's what you're saying they wanted to see. Gotcha. She went on to say they want to see leaders who are working for everyday families so they can pay the bills and save for retirement. They want to see their unions actually to be able to be organized. And they want to make sure that everyone has access to health care and child care for those who need it. Well, she kicked off her campaign at the Gathering and Grounds coffee shop in Macomb County's busy area on Van Dyke Avenue. The venue is connected to local Rising Stars Academy, which educates adults with intellectual and development disabilities from years 18 to 26 years old. To more than a dozen supporters, Hines described herself as a Macomb County girl through and through. She lives in Warren. She added that her husband, David, who was attending the event yesterday, actually was on his lunch break from General Motors Design Center. She went on to say, what we have in Washington right now is chaos, and we deserve better than this. Regardless of who you are, what we do in our community is work every day that we can then transfer to the country. We are working hard for our families, and we deserve a congressperson that's going to work hard for us. Democrats in the 10th U.S. House District hosted their first town hall meeting back on March 29th. Criticizing James as an absent lawmaker who refused to attend town hall meetings. In addition to having a dozen attendees, there was also the Detroit News there asking certain questions of the candidate. One of the major critiques was that, according to the Detroit News, James and his wife has purchased a $2.7 million home outside of Grand Rapids. Not knowing for sure whether they've moved there yet, but that basically means he is no longer even living in his district. Kind of interesting. Well, one of the other people that's backing Hines, Joel Rutherford, this is interesting because he's been the previous chair of the Macomb County Veterans Affairs Commission. In addition, he also chaired the Michigan Democratic Party's 10th Congressional District Caucus. Our current Congressman James is missing in action. He won't attend town halls. He refuses to engage with his constituents in a local setting. We know people have reached out to his office with no response. Even a bunch of retirees have gone to talk with him, but he doesn't have time for them. Rutherford said the district will see that Hines doesn't just do photo ops. She's actually accessible, available, and is willing to talk with the constituents. So, pretty interesting. First Democrat already in the race to replace John James in Washington in the 10th Congressional District. Pretty interesting. Meanwhile, and this is kind of interesting, short little story. According to MERS News Service, roughly 5,000 people, including several Michigan politicians, crowded in front of the Capitol on Saturday to participate in the National Hands-Off Rally, protest actions by President Trump and his administration. Former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and Attorney General Dana Nessel gave speeches to those attending, all of them holding a variety of protest signs. The speeches included protests of federal cuts to workers, veterans' benefits, and threats to Medicaid. Gilchrist: "Y'all, I'm tired of selfish leaders. Y'all, when did you become country?" Y'all. Okay. Gilchrist went on to say, "I'm tired of people who claim they serve but only serve themselves. I'm tired of people who step into office only to figure out who they can hurt, not who they can help," Gilchrist said. Okay, if that's what you believe they're doing, okay. 36 rallies across the state were put together by this 50501 movement and helped along in the state by Progress Michigan and other Democrat organizations. Other rallies across the state were attended by politicians, including in Ferndale, where Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak, Democrat, led a hands-off chant. Debbie Stabenow used her time on the steps to talk about deportations and what the Democrats perceive as the end goal for the Trump administration. Rich, straight, white men, Stabenow said. They're comfortable with the chaos because that's their strategy. So let me just say, their goal, as we know it, is to cut public services in order to fund huge tax cuts for themselves and their billionaire buddies. Stabenow also dipped several times into Social Security and offered her thoughts on an alternate theory that the cuts weren't about shrinking government, but making room for huge tax cuts. I think there are other philosophy going on here that is not being talked about. These guys and their backers want to make money off of public services that are provided. They don't believe in public services that would benefit people unless they get a cut of the action. What the heck are you talking about, Stabenow? This woman is so out of touch with reality, it's unbelievable. Where has anybody proposed that they're going to profit off of these cuts? I mean, this is insanity. Well, finally, passing the microphone to Attorney General Dana Nessel. She said people at the rally should be peacefully fighting back against the Trump administration, which she's been doing with lawsuits since her second day in office. I will sue Donald Trump each and every damn time he violates the laws and injures our state, Dana Nessel said. Of course, they got to swear. You know, that makes them sound more intelligent, I guess. More active when they swear. Okay, got it. She went on to say that she believes Trump is ignoring court orders and that the United States Supreme Court was protecting the president's policies. She said that this hands-off protest is proof of it. Not only is it happening here in Michigan, but it's happening in all 50 states. What are we going to do? We're going to write letters. We're going to send emails. We will light up their phones and line the streets demanding that Congress do its damn job. This is our state, our country, our democracy, and we will not relinquish it to a wannabe dictator, tyrant, king, said Nessel. Okay, again, Dana, we do not have a democracy. Every time you say it, it's a bald-faced lie. We have a constitutional republic. And that's the problem with you people. You don't even understand what type of government we have. And this lie, this big lie, calling us a democracy, going to call you out on it. Yeah, it is our state. It is our country. And it's our constitutional republic. And Donald Trump is not a wannabe dictator, tyrant, king. He is a president duly elected with the largest popular vote in the history of our country. In a huge electoral college landslide, and basically is now doing exactly what he promised to do on the campaign trail. Folks, Donald Trump has been talking about tariffs since the 1980s. You've all seen that clip, younger Donald Trump on with Oprah Winfrey, talking about China ripping us off, Japan ripping us off. This is not something new that Donald Trump's been talking about. But now he realizes he's in his last term of presidency, and he's going to get it done. Stock market's still up, by the way, over 2 percentage points. I'm monitoring the Dow, the NASDAQ, as well as the S&P 500. All three indexes are up roughly about 2% today. Dow is up about 800 points right now as we speak. These people are amazing. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team. Covering the big story.